Okay, as I promised in the studio, and I have singer-songwriter Grace O'Malley. And I'm going to ask the first question in a second, but I also have John Corbett. Hello to the both of you first.
Thank How you doing? Michelle.
Hiya. Now, listen, do you know that Grace O'Malley? I did a series on Hoth, you know.
Yeah, I saw that on the website.
Yeah, well, do you know that part of the history of Hoth is Grace O'Malley, and she was a pirate queen?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you knew all that,
oh,
did you?
Oh, yeah, I've heard it all before.
You wouldn't call that to her, were you?
I was. I think so.
Wait, really?
Yeah, I was,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But we're going to hear original stuff today.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So give us a little bit of background. Where are you from?
I'm from Malahide, and I was in school with John's sister, Cathy Galbert. Mm-hmm. So I've met John through Cathy, and we've just been playing music together recently. And writing some stuff and recording bits and pieces.
Okay, and how did you get into it, sort of thing? I mean, I have it written down that you started with the piano. Obviously, like, you went to guitar, because I always remember working with drummers and guitar and piano players years and years ago, when Grace O'Malley was first supposed to go to Hoth, when I was around, they used to have pianos everywhere, so yeah. People could go along and just play, but that's not anymore. So you couldn't carry a piano around. Is that what made you switch
to
the guitar?
Yeah, I think I just wanted something more portable to bang away on.
Okay, well, I'm not going to waste too much time talking, because I want to hear as much of music as I can. So the first song, your own song, tell me about it.
It's just called The Time Is Right Now, and I wrote it about 3 years ago, I think.
Okay.
So I've just recently started to try and perform them.
Okay. Any of the songs you're going to do anyway, sort of nicely romantic, that we can sort of use for Valentine's Day on Tuesday?
maybe this one. There's kind
Are you a hard-bitten woman that hates all men?
Kind of, I suppose, a bit of melancholy to all of them, but they're all love songs in their own way.
Okay, and yeah. John, that's with you now, like, you haven't been together that long.
No, well, we'd know each other years. I suppose last St. Patrick's Day we did a gig together in New York.
Okay.
So since then we've been trying to record
some
stuff.
We're coming up to the anniversary.
Yeah, I have another one coming up again, over there again. So gig number two over there, so it'll hopefully be good. So if there's any trad musicians that are going over to New York for St. Patrick's Day, I'd love.
And he's a man, you particularly like, because he doesn't say that, and it's great.
Oh, that's it. He's a quiet man.
He lets his music do the talking on the guitar. Okay, well, this is Grace, and with John Corbett, of course, accompanying her. And she's going to do one of her own particular songs now at the moment.
Thanks.
Love is about when you release
And the name of that again, Grace, what was that?
It's called The Time Is Right Now.
I was just going to say, if it makes you more comfortable, you could put the cans on and you can hear yourself as well.
Oh, yeah, I might do.
If you wanted to. Okay, yes. Just in case, you never know, it might be a help to you. You never know. Some like to hear it and some don't. Incidentally, with the piano and you're writing songs, do you still play piano?
Not very often. No.
Okay, now the question I was going to ask, which is sort of gone now, is that do you start composing on the piano and then transfer to guitar? But do you do it all on the guitar?
I normally sing first and then kind of do some guitar stuff with it.
Okay, when you're writing and a song comes in, are you freelance or are you disciplined in a sense, like you say, you give yourself so many hours, or do you just comes to you no matter where you are?
Yeah, bits and pieces here and there.
Okay.
So you're sort of
undisciplined in a sense. Yeah. Okay, great.
Having a voice recorder in your pocket helps to just catch something.
And you're trying to get the music recorded. Is that hard?
I've been lucky, a friend of mine has a studio up north in Donegal, Wes Devine, so I've kind of been doing bits and pieces with him.
Is that because it's so expensive down here?
Yeah, really.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if I would invest in it at the moment myself, because I have a lot to, kind of work to do and improvements to make.
No, I'm just thinking it must be very, very hard if you have it there. And I mean, what about YouTube and stuff like that? Sitting in your bedroom and playing and putting it on YouTube or whatever, Facebook or whatever you do. I'm not very good at it.
I'm not sure.
Technology.
I don't think the quality would be...
Okay.
Like the recording devices I'm using at the moment would be good enough maybe for it.
Maybe you have to have the dog singing with you or something. You have to make it rather unusual or sing naked or whatever. Maybe that's what it's... Well, I don't know. I'm just...
You get all the hits.
The hits, yeah. Okay. Well, listen, as I said, I'm not going to spend too much time talking because I'm really interested in it. And that was an excellent... And I mean, that would suffice for saying Valentine's Day for me. A little sadly and melancholy, but it's still a beautiful song.
Thanks.
And the next one?
The next one we're going to do is See Me. I wrote it about, I think, probably 2 years ago. It kind of half came one day and then I finished it off recently. So,
okay. So they can lie in abeyance for that long and then it comes back to you. It's great. Absolutely great.
Well, hopefully.
Okay, well, let's hear this one then. See Me.
That I we could just be within each other's hold.
Does that sound better for you? Is that better for you?
Yeah.
Okay. Listen, that's a great song. I was just thinking as I was listening to it that I don't know what your influences are, because it's a cliched question that most people ask. But I was listening to radio myself, another station, driving around last night, and I heard the guy that was on played three, one after the other, of Joni Mitchell.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you don't sound that like her, but you sound terrific. You have your own distinctive style, and I think it's time maybe we had someone as good as that. But I'm going to podcast this, so leave it up on our website anyway.
Thanks.
And hopefully someone will pick up on it. But you're in a competition at the moment in Swords.
Yeah, I'm playing at the moment with the Helen Keller Conspiracy.
Okay. So is that with a band you're doing?
Yeah,
that solo?
With a
okay.
band. So it's in the Blitz Band Slam, which is held in the Slaughtered Lamb in Swords.
The what?
The Slaughtered Lamb
oh,
pub.
Oh, the
Swords.
Slaughtered
and
Lamb,
it's
yeah.
called the Blitz Band Slam. So okay. it's a band, a battle of the bands, basically, and it's on every Friday evening.
Did you say Helen Keller?
Helen Keller Conspiracy.
Yeah. Where does that come from? Was it to do with the actual Helen Keller herself?
I think there's some conspiracy about Helen Keller. I just recently saw something on the internet, but that's their name, the band,
okay.
my friend
Terrific.
Rob Matthews.
And you're into the second round now?
Yes.
Okay.
Second round, yeah. Well,
did you ever enter anything yourself solo?
Never.
Okay.
I entered a competition in 1988 for the Dublin Millennium.
Okay.
For a song.
Would you enter something like The Voice now? It's one, before you answer it, like, I watch a lot of the shows and I hate most of them, especially the way they've sort of digressed over the years.
Mm.
Initially, like, there used to be some good ones on, but I find this one now pretty good.
Yeah, I like it, actually.
It's one of the best. Would you enter something like that?
I don't know.
If you ever do, will you find out? Because I'm dying to find out, can you sing your own songs?
Yeah, I was thinking that actually recently, lately. I wonder, can you? I don't think you can, maybe.
Well, I've heard a few of them that were on the way in and they write their own songs and I'm going, like, we're going to hear one now, but then they never do. So I'm not sure that they're out of the you ever do. But you should. You should.
Thanks.
By the time it comes around again, sure, you'll be famous anyway.
Hardly.
Okay.
Maybe.
You never know. It just takes that one day.
Yeah.
But listen to the music. If you listen to this show at all, I'm a creature of mood. And I sometimes say to myself, I'm going to play some laid-back stuff for maybe just the mood I'm in. And I play myself, so when I'm in the mood, I'd play something like that when I'm sort of a bit feeling a bit angry about something. I'd play a little bit of old rock and roll and scream away there. But that's beautiful stuff to just to sit back and relax and listen to.
Thank you.
What's the next one we're going to hear?
The next one I think we'll play is a cover of a song from Mali, from West Africa. It's called Je Pense à Toi. It's a French... Well, it's a... West African song, so it's in French.
And you're singing in French?
Yeah, this is a love song for Valentine's.
This is the Valentine's
This is the Valentine's number.
See the way when you mentioned love and Valentine's Day, you spoke there.
Because he's a romantic.
You're going to give him ideas now. He'd be singing this to someone. To say. Okay.
Je pense à toi, mon amour, mon bien-aimé. Ne m'abandonne pas, mon amour, mon chéri. Je Je pense à toi, mon amour, mon bien-aimé. Ne m'abandonne pas, mon amour, mon chéri. Quand je suis dans ma lit, je ne rêve que à toi. Et quand je me réveille, je ne pense qu'à toi. Quand je suis dans ma lit, je ne rêve que à toi. Et quand je me réveille, je ne pense qu'à toi. Je pense à toi, mon amour, mon bien-aimé. Ne m'abandonne pas, mon amour, mon chéri. Je pense à toi, mon amour, mon bien-aimé. Ne m'abandonne pas, mon amour, mon chéri. Si je ne te vois pas, je ne peux rien faire. Je ne peux rien dire, je ne peux rien voir. Je ne peux rien savoir, mon amour, mon chéri. Si je ne te vois pas, je ne peux rien faire. Je ne peux rien dire, je ne peux rien voir. Je ne peux rien savoir, mon amour, mon chéri. Je pense à toi, mon amour, mon bien-aimé. Ne m'abandonne pas, mon amour, mon chéri. Je pense à toi, mon amour, mon bien-aimé. Ne m'abandonne pas, mon amour, mon chéri. C'est un temps promis, la terre. D'autres promettant le ciel. Rien qui t'ont promis la lune. Et moi je n'ai rien comme pauvre guitare. C'est un temps promis la lune. D'autres promettant le ciel. Rien qui t'ont promis la terre. Moi, je n'ai rien comme pauvre guitare. Je pense à toi, mon amour, mon bien-aimé. Ne m'abandonne pas, mon amour, mon chéri. Je pense à toi, mon amour, mon bien-aimé. Ne m'abandonne pas, mon amour, mon chéri.
That was absolutely beautiful, and I just understood two words, and I should tell my Cherie, that's it. I mean, as far as I know, but the sound, you could hear the sentiment in the song anyway. It was really terrific.
Yeah, it's a gorgeous song.
Isn't it beautiful, actually? Beautiful. You can understand why you'd want to cover that. Anything coming up in the future that you're going to be doing and people can go and see it?
We'll be playing in the Blitz Band Slam next Friday, I think it is, from 9 o'clock in Swords, and then I'm hoping to maybe get some stuff together. I've got the next thing will be a gig in New York on St. Patrick's Day again, and then after that I'll hopefully get some of the stuff recorded properly, and then
it was ever really a fun night. I mean, the first time, the minute you get out on CD, bring it in. But you're welcome in here any time at all, because that's absolutely fantastic. And as I said, we're going to podcast this, so anyone wants to hear any more of that, they can look on the Near FM website. But I'm sure you have a website yourself anyway.
I'm working on one.
You're working on one, okay. But then there you go. You have come straight to Near FM and have a listen to it. Okay, we'll have one more before we finish. We're coming up near the end.
Yeah.
And what's the last one going to be?
This one is called Reggae Feeling.
Dancing to the music. that can elevate me.
Absolutely great. That's the quickest half an hour I think I've had on the radio in a long time. So I hope you both enjoyed it.
Thanks so much.
Quite, John. Didn't get a chance to talk to you at all, John, but next time maybe. But it's been a really great pleasure having you in. And as I say, if you get a CD together, drop it into me. And I can guarantee I'll be playing it to people. I'd be sick of you by the time I've been. But it's not the type of music you get sick of. But I do, when I tend to like things, I sort of play them quite a lot.
Thank you.
But I play it at home as well anyway. Listen, it's been a great pleasure having you, and that's Grace, and I'll let you know as soon as she has the website in, and I hope you enjoyed the music for the past half an hour. It was really great. That's Grace O'Malley, accompanied by John Corbett, and of course she played herself on the guitar. I'll just stick in a little bit of music while I sort things out, and then you'll have Joe McGinley coming up.